Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 701. I'm Preacher Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's probably going to be a humid one here.
Yeah, especially after the rainstorm yesterday. Usually it's pretty humid and nasty.
Yeah, really hot today, really humid, really gross out. Just very summertime in the South.
I heard you saying you guys cut your grass when you were playing last night. So I got to cut mine.
Well, Tuesday or Wednesday. I cut my front Friday. Planned to do the back yesterday. Mower wasn't fully charged because I didn't plug it in because I rushed to get it done Friday night for the front.
Yeah.
Just a mess. So the front yard looks good. Went back over everything. Looks good. Didn't have enough battery to do the back. So all I did was touch the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time it was charged yesterday, it rained. So I'm going to get it today, I think, if it dries out enough, which it should by this afternoon. I'll knock the back out. Just never ending, man. You chase that yard all summer long in the South.
Yeah, I need to cut mine. I can't do it Monday because I'm going to go watch Spider-Man. I was supposed to watch it this last Monday, but in the mall where the movie theater is at, the whole mall shut down because they had no water.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so I'm like out there, and my dad's like, because that's my movie buddy. And he's like, yeah, just bad news. I got here and they said they're shutting the mall down because the water's out. And I was like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't think it was just the mall. I think it was that whole area was without water.
Yeah, that Wilmer Rudolph
part. Unplanned.
Yeah, so with the raining, can't do it Monday, and with the rain supposed to be coming into the week, Tuesday's going to have to do no matter what.
Yeah. Does it get to the point where, like, is it at the point now where you're going to have to, like, go really slow?
No.
It's not that bad?
Yeah, no.
See, mine is just growing like crazy. I just can't keep up with it. It's like, even by doing it once a week, it's like I'm having to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on one right now, but it'll be fine. I'll get it knocked out today. It just sucks. I got to run the trash off. Got to do that. It's going to be very chore heavy today.
Yeah, I got to run some cardboard boxes and some glass off. In my area, so my backyard and then the sides don't get super crazy. I can let that probably go 3 weeks and not worry about cutting it. The front, there's like one big area in the front where it just grows really thick and heavy. That's where I have to go a little bit slower.
It's probably your grass type, but it also has to do with the shade. Your sides and back are getting so much shade. They don't grow as fast, but that direct sunlight front, popping off.
Because it's like right in the middle. You can see it. It's nice and thick.
Yeah. It's how we like it.
Mm-hmm.
unless you have anything else, we'll just dive right back in. Because I'm assuming that you got the same Lego set in that I got in.
Yep. I got the, got it. And
here's my, yep.
Got the free gift for purchase. X-Files, yes, set. Now, I do like how they're bringing the big sets in smaller boxes to store them.
Yeah, so they're in the skin tight,
mm-hmm.
like box made for the box, sort of the way. So, and you've been buying stuff longer than I have, but like my BrickLink were the first sets I felt like came in like the custom sized box. In a box. But now like every Lego set I order is coming in those cardboard boxes.
I think sales sets, like a city set, no.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the smaller, like Star Wars, like the little modular sets have not, but if it's something I think people think they're gonna collect or a bigger one, that they're it's doing like it in those bigger boxes.
18 plus sets, like the adult sets come in them. What's nice about those, though, is I literally just take a Sharpie and write on the outside of the box what it is.
Yeah, I do the Sharpie, same thing, name, and then I put the code from the item number.
Yeah.
Write that on the outside of it.
I don't even do the item number, probably should, but like I have a bunch in there that are just sealed up in the cardboard and I just wrote what they are on the side. All my BrickLink stuff is still that way. Anything I've ordered I haven't had a chance to put together is still that way.
But when I do it, I put like little labels.
Oh, I write directly on the box.
I write it on the label, and then I put that on there. just in case I ever want to change them out or if I open them up. And I was like, well, actually, I need this box for something else. But also because when I, all the scanning apps I have, some of them you can, you have, you can type the code in, some you need the name. It don't, it doesn't take the code.
Yeah. So I only purchased the X-Files set and got the gift with purchase. So that's all that was in my box. The new Restaurants of the World was announced, which I think we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to buy something else and I'm torn. I don't know if I want to go, I want the pinball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it would be cool to have. Also want the Donkey Kong set. Mm-hmm. There's also enough botanicals I could buy that are out that I don't have that would meet up to it. Because the Pothos came out. The Olivia Rodrigo has the one. And I think there's one or two more that I haven't gotten yet.
The Wednesday one.
But I just don't know if I want to. I have the Wednesday single flower. I don't have the Nightmare Before Christmas Sally single flower one. Mm. Those aren't true botanicals, but they should be. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have the wall hanging flower. That's the other one. I don't have all the bouquets either. I don't, those aren't my favorite cause I don't have anywhere to put them because Lego refuses to sell vases.
Yeah. They have that one small little vase, that clear one that you could put stuff in. That's.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm going to get that one. I have the other two. This is three. I think there's, I read that there were going to be four in the series. I read there was going to be six in the series for the Restaurants of the World. You never know what to believe.
Four makes Lego, sense. All the other stuff has been four.
Lego is also like the leakiest company I've ever seen on Earth. And it must be on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, shit's leaking for next year already. It has to be on purpose.
And I have some news articles on that too.
They link with the freaking set number. Like, they're leaking on purpose. It's a leaky company. And they don't care because it gets people excited.
Mm-hmm.
But so leaky. Every day I open TikTok and I have a guy and he's always like, you won't believe this Lego news. And it's like every day something leaks.
Yeah.
They're making too many sets too. If anything's going to be the downfall of Lego, it's going to be how much they're making right now. Get too big for their britches.
And I have, like, there's times I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to really push this, and then they give me a chance to catch up on a set. Then all of a sudden they drop, here, we're going to bring this set out and this set out next month. And I'm like, what the hell? I wasn't planning for this.
It just never ends. I think the gift with purchases are too expensive. I think having to spend $160, $180 is too much to get a 200 piece set. I get it. I'm weak to it, but
I think they're trying to stop the scalpers and the resellers. They're trying to figure if they can put the more expensive sets with the gift with purchase. It'll combat those, and you can only buy two at a time. But then they're getting their wives and girlfriends and boy brothers and sisters and moms and dads to buy multiple. Because I saw one guy on Instagram. He had six of the X-File gift with purchases.
Were they a limit two or three?
Two.
Two.
So he probably went something and bought, he probably went to the store, bought two, went online and bought two, and it maybe had somebody else buy two, or he went to another store and bought two.
The something I bought, and maybe it was one of the redemptions, maybe it was the Pokemon training center, like insiders, was one per person. They don't a lot of one per person. They're usually two.
Yeah.
I think that's what, because it just said, like, I think once you bought it, it like stopped being available.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it back though to make sure it wasn't rare.
Yeah.
Just like they do with everything.
Yeah. And it sucks.
It does suck. I don't know.
I have have three toads with gift with purchases of sets I don't want.
Yeah. I'm amazed sometimes when I look at the gift with purchases, how little they're worth. And then some I'm amazed with how expensive they are, but there's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. Once you would think, okay, this is going to be, this one will be, oh, this will probably be pretty expensive. It's pretty cool looking. Nope.
Yeah. I see some of the ones that I spent the money to get selling for like $20. And I'm like, I would have just rather paid $20 for that set than to have bought all the stuff. I only buy stuff I want, but I'm for sure buying stuff at a quicker cadence than I would.
Yeah, like this X-File, if it wasn't for the gift of purchase, I wouldn't have bought the X-File set right now. I would have waited till it, probably and missing it.
Same. I probably would have never got it.
And then, but it would have been okay with not getting it because that wasn't a set that I really, really want. I have over my wall over here, I have sets that I'm still waiting to buy.
I'm going to buy a light kit for the X-Files set. It has to have it. I saw a really cool one yesterday. The guy, it's not commercially for sale, but he's selling kits. It's pretty good. I'm waiting for somebody to do something with like magnets though, to keep that ship spinning up top.
Yeah.
If they can figure out how to make the ship spin slowly and not self-destruct from the wires, from the lights, that thing would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it can work that way, but it may be a one or the other deal, but that ship's designed to spin. And I'd like to find a way for it to spin slowly without ripping the magnets out. Yeah, the light kit makes all the difference in the world.
It does.
All of them I've seen are doing that too, where it's like it's the white light up top and then the soft light inside the office. Yeah. Where it's dark and dungeony.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, I need to get into like, I'm so far behind. Like, I want the light kit for the Star Trek set.
That's another one where they bullied you into the freaking escape pod if you wanted to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Scully's office is a really great gift with purchase. It seems robust.
Yeah.
But it made it expensive. The light kits are awesome. That set looks so much better like that.
Mm-hmm. See, this one's got more lights. It's got ones on the corners.
Yeah.
This one did not.
But I assume once you put those up there, it can no longer spin unless it's battery packed, it's self-contained up top, and then downstairs has a separate. You see, it has the grass glowing too.
Yeah.
That's like the one I saw where it had like the little firefly lights down there.
Yes. You see a better view of that one. It looks like there's mm-hmm. two.
Now, if you guys are CMF people, you take your, from the space set, you could take your, some of those fun guys, sprinkle around.
Mm-hmm.
Like the alien in the Hawaiian shirt, the tourist shirt.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to pop in there. You could do some little fun things there. People are too serious about their X-Files, but mm-hmm. you could have fun with it.
They announced a comeback. I saw a trailer for that they're doing a comeback for that show.
I told you I have a love-hate relationship with it. It's just very nostalgic. A nostalgic memory of my parents for me more than I love the X-Files. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't like the X-Files growing up. I probably still don't, but I do. It does remind me of my parents and especially my stepmom so much that I just felt like I wanted to get it. You have to bring them both back. And that looks like two completely separate people. Also, I don't know if it's real.
No, that one's not.
Okay.
But I did see like a little, there's a trailer. This thing right here, it is. I Want to Believe. They I didn't watch to. It because I'm not an X-Files person myself, but.
Yeah, if they bring it back, it's got to be done right. Maybe you just come back and do one season and then put a bow on everything and walk away.
Or do an hour, cash like, grab. Or do like just an hour movie.
Yeah, a little cash grab for everybody.
Yeah.
But that was fun. Got that in. Didn't really get much of anything else. Trying to not buy everything on Earth like I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally just buying anything and everything I wanted, and that adds up pretty quick. So trying to tone that down a little bit. But on the 11th, I have to order more.
Yeah. Same. Need to put some more stuff for sale. I have a guy who's buying some stuff for me, but he keeps on procrastinating, and he's always busy when I get off. I mean, it's $200. That'll help out.
Is he a bullshitter?
He's already bought a bunch of stuff from me. It's just waiting for him to pay. He's already paid half. He's just waiting to pay the other half of the stuff.
Do you give him his stuff before he pays?
No. He said he doesn't want. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be that person.
That's better for everybody.
He said, here's half of it to hold it for me. But yeah. I mean, it's a bunch. It's a massive, like, huge thing. It fit one of those, like, two UCS sets in there worth of stuff.
Yeah, it's better that way. As far as what I played, very, very light week for me. I had a ton going on at work. I only played Minecraft, and I think I only played three nights. And then, of course, I played last night. But I think I played three nights during the week. It was just not a good week.
Mm. Yeah, same. I played Minecraft pretty much every day, but I played by myself because I play earlier. And I have to wake up early, so I wasn't on as late. Monday night and Tuesday night, I was up till about 8:30. So I got maybe hour into playing. And then the rest of the week I was up until 9. And then last night is the first time I actually we all got to play together. So let's get into some news. PlayStation, bring it over. There we go. Got it. See it?
Yep.
Okay. So PlayStation news. First thing, there's a beta firmware is available now. They're adding some different stuff on here for these patch notes. They've enhanced the PSSR image quality. They have instructions on how to go there and change it. And this is for the PS5 Pro. The normal PS5 and PS Pro consoles, there's another way to get it to where you can turn off Bluetooth. It says you're no longer able to put your console into rest mode. Additionally, HDMI link is no longer supported when you select turn off Bluetooth. The turn off Bluetooth function is for managing controller connections at esports venues in similar locations. Do not use this feature for any other purpose. It's basically just for Bluetooth. So reading that.
What's that?
Or I said, were you reading that?
No, you're good.
Okay, I saw your eyes moving. All right. so if you, as basically this thing is, disc-based PS5s have a warning label on their consoles now, basically saying that they're not going to be doing physical copies in the future. So when you buy something, just know that there'll be no more physical copies in the future. I think it's a good thing they're doing, putting a label on there.
Yeah, just like how many people are reading that, though?
Mm-hmm. It's right up in the middle. It says, disc for games released before January 2020 can continue to be played on this console.
People just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I know that this is like a small demographic that I always bitch about, but like, is the grandmother going to pay attention to that?
Yeah, mom and dad are not going to. The kids are not going to.
Right.
All right, GTA 6 boss. What was his name? Strauss Zelnick.
Zillner, I think. Zillnick, yeah.
Zillnick's.
Yeah.
Basically come out and says, where's his favorite? Our business is well over 90% digital, just... Digitally distributed. It's already a digital business. So in certain instances, especially if it's a big game, disc just, and I said disc, don't really make sense for the consumer. And there's a few other things he basically says, but he's also for the disc base, and they can sell. I mean, the monster is GTA 6. It's going to be.
All your publishers, developers, maybe not developers, all your publishers are going to be pro discless. It's more money for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's more money for the console maker. There's been no advancements since Blu-ray. So trying to fit things on disc are going to become an issue. You don't want to have to include 3 and 4 discs. Like, I get why they're doing it, but it's a money thing for those people, and they are absolutely for it.
Yeah, the factories, they can shrink the factory down. They can, you know, cut costs, shipping physical disc out. Now you'll have the companies who make the disc versions of games. Those will be a hot commodity. And they're probably going to upsell the discs.
Think of the insanity, though. The absolute insanity of getting a limited run copy of GTA 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's insane that that could even, it won't happen. If it's going to come out, I'm sure they will do it. It's insane that that could even be an option, though.
Yeah.
Just wild.
All right. So this other article has, where it says Sony's going to be bringing more ads to PlayStation. They say you expect a lot more ads coming, especially with EA's buyout. So a lot of the games that EA produces, you'll have a little bit more ads in those.
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Spider-Man, the Marvel Spider-Man 2 game had a brand new day from the movie, a suit in there, and fans were like not really happy with it. So they decided to redo it and made some improvements to the Fresh Start suit. So they fixed the suit.
People pick weird things to be upset about.
Yeah.
I hope they're happier with what they got.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one, some Xbox news. Xbox has announced 4 more console features. They've voice chat and game captures, new ways to view achievements, more controls over cloud saves, and more games on the wish list.
I should get better about wish lists than games. That just has, because that has always been like a predominantly Steam thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how my brain works to wish list thing.
Yeah, because, well, I don't do digital, so I don't do that. I pretty much try to follow games on, you know, Best Buy, GameStop, Amazon, and see and follow them there, wish list them there.
Sir, whether you know it or not, you do digital.
Oh, I know. I do buy a lot of digital.
It's all that's going to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do the digital.
All right. So Asha Sharma had a tweet, respond to a tweet to someone posed, when are you going to solve the platinum trophy equivalent with achievements? And Asha came out and posted, team is working on something for later this year.
Yeah, that's what it needs. It should have had it long ago. It's not something you should gatekeep. If you're working on it, tell people. And then if you say it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely should have done that forever ago.
Yeah. I still want a real platinum trophy.
Like one that you can physically hold.
Yeah. Not a 3D printed one, but a real one.
Yeah. Made out of actual platinum.
It don't have to be platinum. It could be some kind of metal.
Cost $40,000.
I've seen some like photos of people that have some like ones that they've made, but they're selling for like $1,500 and $2,000.
What would you do with it?
Just display it on a shelf.
Just have a shelf full of them?
No, just one.
I always like the idea of, like, if you platinum a game, like, you could, like, enroll in a program, you platinum a game, they send you the trophy, like, when you get it. But then all the games like what you play, all the bullshit games, they don't deserve a physical trophy.
And it doesn't have to be that big. I mean, it could be, you know, small,
but the shovelware doesn't deserve one.
Well, I agree.
So, and then it's like, who can decide what wouldn't get one? It just becomes messy.
Yeah, GTA 6, GTA 5, games, the bigger, longer games, Spider-Man 1, 2, Miles Morales. All right, some more Xbox. 2 more games have been announced for Game Pass this month: Moonlighter 2 and Speedrunners 2. Are both coming
Moonlighter,
out.
A game I always wanted to play that I finally bought and never played, but I think I would love that game.
Probably.
I should just wait now and play the second.
This shop
makes more sense.
It's right there.
Yeah, so as someone who hasn't played it, Moonlighter is a game where you go out and you dungeon crawl for materials that you then sell in your store for money. And that's the idea, that you're making money.
Mm.
So it's basically like running a store, but you have to go get the stuff that you sell in the store and then upgrade the store. Yeah. It's such a cool idea.
Okay. So company Evercade partners with Xbox for 2 major collections with Doom and Nexus handheld. So here's the Everclade Nexus Doom Edition. Pre-orders August 7th. Limited 3,000. It comes with a case. This Nexus Doom controller. The game. There's like a little keychain. A little comic book. It's going to be $250.
You think it's sold out already?
Nah.
Can you only play Doom on that thing?
Probably not, because I mean, it comes with a disc, so there's a cartridge right up here.
You can play other things. It just is colored like Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Funstock's talking about. Oh, yeah, there's all the different Evercade stuff. Sold out. You're wrong.
Sold out. Yep, sold out, yeah.
You didn't have any faith.
Mm-hmm.
The story's all for naught. You guys can have it. Hope you got your hopes up. And then I hope 30 seconds later he took that from you.
Yep. There's a Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie collection is also coming. It's October 30th.
Xbox is willing to work with anybody.
Yep. There's a leak roadmap that hints at Xbox plan for backward compatibility in 2026-2028. Your little article here shows in July 2026, Disc Digital Insider public beta. Back combat early access in August 2026. Disc Digital general availability October. Back combat and PC full launch. Original Xbox titles on PC via Game Pass or X stores. In between 2027-2028, Xbox 360 catalog gradual rollout across next gen Xbox devices.
Something that no one's talking about because no one knows. How do we think that backwards compatibility with disc works on the new systems?
It's got to be an eye that reads the disc. So it's got
no disc.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how is backwards compatible on the PS6? How do I play a PS4 game?
Digital.
How do I have to buy it again? My discs are just paperweights.
Yeah.
Backwards compatibility doesn't actually relate to the game that I bought.
So that's where I think you mentioned, or something Dan mentioned a long time ago, it was you, Dan, or Matt, somewhere well, long time ago, that you, if you wanted to trade in your game for the digital version of it, they should be just a one for one. Here's my copy of Last of Us. I'm sending it to you. Once they get it, they credit your account, the money for the game, automatically, okay, here's the game. You ship it back and you get it.
Like, you send it in, they send it back to you?
No, you send it in and they give you the credit for the game. They give you the game digitally.
They put them, they just give you the game and you would just be out. And then they would destroy all those. Like, what would they do with all those?
Oh, they'll probably just send them to a reseller. They'll go trade them in a GameStop or something.
I think the short answer is what you said. They just won't work. You don't have backwards compatibility anymore. You only have it if you bought it digital. So if you bought physical, you're being punished.
Yeah.
And going forward, everything will be that'll be the sales pitch. Yeah, but going forward, everything's backwards compatible because there's no physical.
Now, do you think the physical games that you have now will probably now go up because everything is going digital? So if you have a physical version of the game, it's going to be worth more?
Because you have the last physical version of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything going forward will be digital. Now, digital means that you'll forever have the game, or in theory, ability to play the game. Digital ownership, digital rights is a hot mess, but physical means that, like, I have it forever, for life. Yeah. You can't take it from me. I can hand it to you 20 years from now and it'll still work if you have the right things. So it'll drive value up. It won't, you know, people who just want to play the game are typically not who's buying physical anyways. It's people who have a love for that thing.
Yeah, the people who are buying the physical are now collectors. Like, you go into the Walmarts and Best Buys and Targets, you look at those rare, obscure games, they're sold out, they're gone. People are buying those and just storing them now and saving
them. So I think it'll drive the market up among the people who are already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to, like, you know, for the show, Marshall 205 is very digital. Dan's very digital. It's not going to drive the market up for guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
this is already what they do, already what they wanted. But for collectors, yeah, it'll hurt. It'll make that market a little more volatile, I think, at least for a little while until it finds its new normal. But yeah, when disc stops and the panic sets in.
Yeah, when
because there's always a hope of a like a PS5 remake of something, right?
Yeah,
I could get a disc version, a new updated version of something. Once that goes away, it's gone. Heavenly Sword isn't going to be remade on a disc.
Correct.
So if you want it, the one you have is it.
Mm-hmm.
So it, I do think it'll drive values up. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that it's going away. I totally understand why it's going away. But I don't like it. But I get it. And it probably has to.
Yeah. All right. Some Nintendo news now. Japan has asked the U.S. government to stop using Mario and Pokemon on their themes on their social media. Naruto, Pokemon, and Mario on its meme themed social media posts.
Does Nintendo funny. Own Naruto?
I didn't think they did, but.
Or Naruto?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Japanese ministry. So it's not Nintendo that I ask. That's why. Do you want the government? Let's take Japan out of this. Should the government even be using Pokemon on their on their memes that they're sending out? Probably not. It's probably weird.
Mm-hmm.
As a company, I think you have the right to say, "Hey, please stop doing that." I don't know what the Japanese ministry. If I feel like they have the right, but these companies have the right to say, don't use our thing without our permission.
Yeah.
You can't stop people from doing it, but you'd like to think you could stop, you know, an entity like the government if you didn't want your IPs used. But, when I think about policy, I don't think about Pikachu. So maybe that's just me.
That's just like us if we start using like NFL teams logos or on our posts.
We'll get that cease and desist on the quick.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nintendo is saying 38.5% of its sales are still physical editions. It's way better than the other systems.
Fight the good fight, Nintendo. Hold out.
Yeah.
Because, listen, though, they're cartridge-based. They can make a device that will hold their games. Their games are small. They have it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
The disc and the storage of what it takes to make those Xbox games, those PC games, those PS5 games, PS6 games, it just doesn't work. Nintendo's in a unique position to where they will still be doing physical, I think, probably long after everyone else.
Yeah.
And they'll get a bigger section in the store now.
The Switch 3 will have a cartridge. I can almost guarantee it.
I also hope that they do not make a Switch 3.
It'll be... 7 years, 8 years from now.
It's time to do something else. You did that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one. Nintendo has come out and said they've sold 156.59 million regular Nintendo Switch consoles and 23.68 million Nintendo Switch 2 consoles.
The Nintendo Switch 2 is just quietly just racking up sales.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nobody talks about it, but damn. It's a success.
Yeah. And then they'll get more of these, they come out with these themed ones.
Assuming that ever happens.
Yeah. All right. So this year, Mario has a 40th anniversary $100 Nintendo gift card that comes with a collectible gift case. I like the case that it comes in. It looks pretty cool. It opens up. There's the inside, and there's the $100 gift card.
I would never use that ever because I try not to buy anything. You know, I try to buy physical where I can, and Nintendo still gives me that option.
Well, I saw this on another one. They said that when this comes out, because it's not active, people are just going to go in and steal this. They're just going to take it.
Oh, yeah. That'll 100% happen, and they'll put it on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a point of sale merch.
Yeah.
So the store doesn't care that it gets stolen either.
No. All right. So Game Freak showcased a prototype video for a Pokemon, Pokapia. It does not look like what the game came out to be. So So early prototype. Let me see if it'll play. Here we go. So you see the little dude running around in this village. Doesn't look as good, clean up, but it's neat to see where a prototype starts at and it finishes.
I love that that game was all the rage, but if you look at that, you'd be like, I don't think that's going to work.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long video. He's talking about and playing it, so you can hear the commentary as he plays it. So in Europe, the Nintendo Store has announced a custom Switch 2 bundles to where you get a Switch 2 and you can pick out specific games like Donkey Kong Bonanza, Splatoon Raiders, Star Fox. So not a special edition console, but you get the console and the game. I guess to help boost sales because you get the games on a discounted price.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. That whole, like, pick your game makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the days when the first Nintendo came out and it came with the games and you had all the different versions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Minecraft for Switch 2 is in closed beta for select players. So if you have the Switch 2 and you can play the new Minecraft, Minecraft for Switch 2 is coming out in October.
Is that something you plan to pick up when you get a Switch 2?
Yeah, I take Minecraft on my Switch when I go on vacation, when I go places, if I wanted to play or if I need to play it.
Yeah, I get that. I guess I have it about everywhere you could play it.
Same. I have it on my phone, PlayStation 4, 5, Switch. Except for we don't have it on the Quest.
Well, they killed that version. Yeah. I do have it, but it doesn't work anymore.
Some random gaming news now. EA Studios is looking basically, they're doing a huge layoff. It says here the new owner wants a $700 million cost cut.
That's a huge cost cut, but that's a huge company.
Yeah. The investors that it will cut sets. They told the investors, or the publishers told the investors they'll cut $700 million annual costs. That includes up to $170 million in organizational efficiencies per Bloomberg. In other words, mass layoffs.
Yep. We still haven't seen the end of layoffs. I mean, they're going to keep coming.
And it's going to be every year. There will be more layoffs. Xbox, Sony, Nintendo, they'll slowly, studios will slowly start laying off. And eventually we're going to have like six big publishers that publishing all the games and a few indie developers making their own little games. Kingdom Hearts is coming to Fortnite. That was bound to come. I mean, everything is coming to Fortnite.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, if you have Meta Plus, make sure you do get your games for this month. One is called Raccoon, and the other one's called Iron Rebellion. The Iron Rebellion looked pretty good.
Wrecking Raccoon's probably fun, though.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, make sure you go in there every couple days. They add more free games you can grab besides these. All right, so I pulled Atari up. We don't have the Atari, but I like bringing our news up sometime. They've added some new games to their physical. This Godzilla Monster Destroy All Monsters Melee Remastered. You can buy this. And then Barbie Rewind. Toy Story 3 Double Pack. It does six games, including two titles. So they also are doing some physical versions. I still need to get this Disney Afternoon Collection.
It's a great pack. That's a the afternoon collection is a great pack.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I listened to a podcast and I saw this. There's a rumor. It's a urban legend that there's this game called Polybius. It's from the urban legends from the 1980s. This game showed up and it's a arcade game. It showed up somewhere around Portland, Oregon. It's a couple games back in 1981. And the rumor is that it causes amnesia, insomnia, night terrors, and severe nausea in players. The conspiracy is that it was controlled by Men in Black. They put it out there in all these gaming places, and then it disappeared. They say you can't find it, but there's a bunch of photos of people with these consoles with this arcade.
Excuse me.
With different colors. This one's yellow, highlighted. There's green. There's blue. Some people say, oh, yeah, you did a good job making the game, making it. But there's some older pictures of it inside. So I don't know which one. There's like this older one where the TV sits up, and there's one where the TV sits down. So I don't know which one. I think it's all fan fiction, but it's funny. It's a fun thing.
It's fun, yeah. I'll tell you, AI is a real son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to know what to believe and what not to, but it's a lot easier to fake a picture now than it used to be.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Game kind of looks like shit.
Yeah, some of these look legit. I mean,
yeah,
the photos. I mean, there's one in an arcade cabinet right next to another one. But, you know, people are making custom consoles. So this could be an old one here, and they just put the little stickers on the sides.
But AI feeds AI, too. So as AI sees more instances of this, they will start to dial in that design.
Mm-hmm.
To where you see more and more. Some of them look obviously fake.
Yeah.
Some of those look pretty good.
Yeah. So it does.
This is how, though, like, that's why it's so easy for somebody to go down a rabbit hole. Like, I don't blame anyone who gets deep down in a rabbit hole of conspiracy theory, because it's so easy to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. So last but not least, we're going to talk some Lego. The first thing we're going to talk about is there's a rumor that the Lego Animal Crossing and Sonic sets will be phased out. After this year, after Christmas, there will be no more coming for next year, especially with the polybag sets that they've announced. There's no Animal Crossing or Mario. And usually there's something in sets if they're coming out, especially where they've had polybags for these in the past.
I'd say these are two IP that I could see them killing off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, notoriously, we've talked about Animal Crossing. I'm excited. Oh, am I back? Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
See me move. I mean, these are two franchises I could see going away. Also, I'm ready for them to go away. I'm ready for them to be replaced with something else. But it's going to... So the Timmy Tommy...
Mm-hmm.
The Nook Boys.
Oh, that new set.
It makes that set one that I feel like I have to have, because right now I have all the Animal Crossing sets with the exception of that one when it comes out. It may already be out. I have all those sets.
Mm-hmm.
So I have all the others. I even have the polybags. It'd be a good time to just cash out and say I have the entire run, the entire collection of Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
But it's sad to see it go because it's a franchise I love, but they don't sell well. They're discounted everywhere all the time. Mm-hmm.
They're always on sale.
Always. More so even than the Sonic.
Yeah, they always go on clearance.
Yep. And to be honest with you, they're not very good. Those sets are not good. They're play sets and they're not great.
Yeah. All right.
Does it make you want to get any of them before they go?
It does, but I'm just so far behind. I still want to get the One Piece ones, and with this Dragon Ball coming, I'm a huge Dragon Ball, and I've already seen leaks, rumors, maybe of this first Dragon Ball set. If it does look like that, I'm for sure going to get it with the dragon.
All I'll say though is you could pretty easily get all the Animal Crossing stuff still.
Mm-hmm. I'll look at it and throw them on my cart and see how much it would cost to buy everything. All right. So next they announced, I said last week that they come out, but wasn't official. Now it's official. The Harry Potter Ministry of Magic Collector's Edition. It said 76476. It's three stories. Open back. It's more of a display playset. It's going to be $450. It's 3,491 pieces.
Nobody likes it. Everyone's upset with it. Like, everyone is upset. I don't know what they wanted, but they're not happy with this design. 14 minifigs, though.
Yeah.
I just think people wanted more for the 25th anniversary Ministry of Magic set.
Mm-hmm.
It's damn expensive.
It is.
It's big. It's just not what people were wanting. When you look at that, I don't think a normal person's going to know that's Ministry of Magic.
Yeah, and it's over. Like, the usually Lego's been pretty good about the piece count. 349 pieces, that's about a $350 set that
yep.
it would be. And it's $100 more than it should. All right. So last week, normally every week I can go over the ideas updates. Last week's didn't get posted until later after the show. So the Lego ideas updates for August 2nd. There's a Lipson frame. People are really going with these picture frames.
Mm-hmm.
There was the ancient library that looks pretty cool. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer library.
They just won't give up on Buffy.
Yeah.
They just keep trying.
The medieval chess set with storage drawer. Mm-hmm. That looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Everything is in white and in black with the gold. Treasure Planet, the RLS legacy. It's a ship from Treasure Planet. The Kalegos kaleidoscope.
It's the kaleidoscope, but they tried to be cute with the way they named it.
It's okay.
That seems like a gift with purchase. I could see going through.
Mm-hmm. The Shiba Inus dogs. I could see them doing more and more pets.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they're selling well. And then, when you have that platform, like, they're going to release every color cat on Earth, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because every cat owner that has that color cat buys them, and they don't change anything.
Where's my cat?
I'm waiting for an all black one right now. All I got to do is put it out, and I'll take my money. I don't want the tuxedo, and I don't want the orange.
Mm-hmm. There's a steampunk train station. I can see this coming, especially the trains and the steampunk.
It's a lot of shit going on out in the yard.
There's this Emperor's New Groove. It's like a Mayan.
People seem excited about this. It's open on the other side like a playset, but Cusco, a lot of people, big fans of The Emperor's New Groove.
Tadal Switler's disc collection, Eras Tour Edition.
What happened with her eyes?
I don't know. They just have them bright blue.
But like Steal Your Soul blue. Yeah.
And even all the if you look at the album covers on the back, same thing. Yeah.
That's a fun set. I can't believe that they haven't figured out how to make T Swift stuff work, because it'll sell unbelievably well.
Oh, yeah, it would. I mean, Olivia Rodrigo's got her sets out. You figure you would have a Tadoff Swiller set before you have it.
And she don't have she's got five sets. She dipped her toes in with just a line of Olivia Rodrigo stuff. And some of it I like and I want.
Then there's this manifest little thing. I don't know what this is.
You don't know either. It looks like go-karts, but I don't know what Manifest is.
Probably a TV show or cartoon, anime.
Some nerd shit.
All right. Now for August, there's a fruit back for August 8th. There was a fruit basket.
Looks so good.
The Bridge Village. This is going to be massive, so I don't see this getting done, but it looks good.
It looks good, but yeah, also the same.
Another Pacific Rim, the Gypsy. This doesn't look as good as the other one. The Autumn Forest, that looks really pretty.
Yeah, but it's too close to the Autumn Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see, the Autumn, what's it called?
The Camp.
The Autumn Gardens, they have a part of the set, Zen Garden and the Autumn Garden whatever. That came with a little gnome.
Right.
I don't see them doing that.
I see mushrooms in this one.
Yeah, I just don't see them doing that set. It's too close.
There's the Fountain or Fountain Place. I like this one. It's a modular. There's Hamilton to play. That's gonna be hard.
That'll go through.
You think it will?
Yep.
You think they can get licensed for it?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that set goes through. And I think it. Here's what it allows: people can put on the full Hamilton show with it.
True.
Like stop motion will go crazy. I think it'll sell well to collectors. It'll sell well to Hamilton people. I think it presents well. I think it's simple. I think with Lego's touch on it for details, it'll be better. But yeah, I think that set goes through as a non-Hamilton fan.
Okay, then Castile Supernatural, I guess is from the TV show Supernatural.
Yeah, it looks like the car. Same. I've never watched Supernatural, so I don't know.
Me, myself, also. Now, we did talk about the X-Files, the Scully's Lab gift for purchase. It did sell out. It's gone. You cannot get it as of right now. Will it come back out? Don't know. So you can try your local store, your Lego shops, if you have one. They might have some in stock there. But more than likely, they don't.
We warned you guys it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Told you before it ever came out. There's too much hype for it.
All right. You talked earlier, the Restaurants of the World set. It's Greece. It's at 40908. There's a lady holding a fish and it has a little cat. There's a little fish with umbrella up on the top of it.
For my fellow minifigure connoisseurs, printed torso, first time it's ever been in a set ever. That's a one-of-one torso right now. So if you care about minifigures, also I think that's the best-looking Restaurants of the World set they've done so far.
That's hot take.
I think it looks so good. I love that fish. I like how bright and fun it is. I love the cat. Love the minifig. It's good.
Oh, she's holding a drink on that one.
Yeah, it's a good set.
All right. The Build a Minifigure sets for 2026 for August. They're September, not for, August, for September 2026. It's Halloween themed, which they missed a mark. We talked about it last night a little bit. It's a zombie, two zombies, a guy and a girl, and then a wolf costume.
So that one is Frankenstein. That's Frankenstein right there. Frankenstein's a monster.
No, the monster, because Frankenstein's the doctor.
Correct. That's Frankenstein's a monster. And then you've got Wolf Guy. He's got a weird name.
Or girl. Like a girl because she got eyelashes.
She got candy in her pockets, too.
Oh, yeah, and a little spider. Werewolf costume girl.
Yeah. Yeah, candy spilling from the pockets. And then they've got zombie lady.
So here it says is a recolored headpiece from Series 23's Wolf costume minifigure.
That makes sense. Yeah, because he's gray. She comes with a lantern.
Mm-hmm. And again, they're doing a skirt. But this skirt looks a little better. It actually looks like a dress compared to just being a block.
Is it because they've
have some angles to it?
Is it the corners that's doing it for you?
Yeah.
The little dimensionality in it, the little chamfered corners. No printing on it, though.
Mm-mm. They're still missing printing on it.
Feels sloppy. Yeah, it feels sloppy on this one.
They could continue with the pink.
Yep. I'm going to get them. I love that there's only three of them.
Not like the one where there was like nine of them.
The freaking sports figures. No, it wasn't even nine. That's the thing. Nine would have been great. It was like eight. Or seven of them.
Oh, that's right. Because it was seven. A weird number.
Yeah, so you had to buy three sets to get all seven. I love Frankenstein's monster. He's a great minifig. I would even consider getting two of those. He'll sell like hotcakes, though, because of the printed legs. People like to put the printed legs on their battlefield stuff to switch it up.
And see, I like the hair. It looks good on that.
He's got candy in his pockets, too. See the candy corn?
Yep. Candy corn sticking out.
Does the creepy lady, does she have candy as well?
No.
Looks like they missed the mark on the pocket. She doesn't have candy. Mm-hmm. Do these interest you at all?
Yeah.
You try to get them.
I would try to, but
yeah,
It's not a rush. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
Right. They've announced, we're not seeing it, but Lego will officially release traditional Super Mario minifigures in 2027. They're going to shift away from their Blockly electronic figures. So I guess when the sets do come out, they will have actual Mario minifigures.
And now I actually buy them. Not all of them, but some of them. I need a tote minifig in the worst way.
They missed it on so bad. They missed the mark on those.
Yeah, I can't wait for those. I hope that Mario doesn't look like Shrek, though.
Yeah, like this one here, someone made.
Yeah, Shrek's still a little Timu-y. I don't care what anybody says. He's not quite right.
All right, and then another one. I was talking about this earlier. There's some new poly bags coming out. Some cute little fun ones. My cute yellow duck mini build. A cute orange fox. Birthday party crab mini. A chicken and egg race car, which I figure you'll probably get that one.
Probably get that, yeah.
Heart with the flower mini build. That one probably too.
Probably get that one.
Firefighter ATV mini Bill, let's see, Anna's sandwich stand. I like that. Just
lock me in. That's for sure a friend set.
Friend set, yeah. I figure you'd
lock me in.
Leanne's car and puppy mini, probably another friend set.
Lock me in.
Roz Tiger Speeder mini. I don't know if it's Roz part of the friend set.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Okay. Boba Fett's Starship mini. Neville's Herbology Lesson.
Maybe get that one too.
Batman's 1989 Batmobile, Thor's Goat Boat. That's probably going to be pretty fun. The Desert Attack mini build.
I think the Roz's Tiger Speeder mini build is from Ninjago.
Oh, that makes, yeah.
But I could be wrong.
No, Chima?
Oh, yeah, Chima. Chima? Chima Chima? Yeah. Chima set. No Ninjago in that list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what chicken and egg race car mini build is, but it sounds like take my money for sure. And then Anna and Leanne's, I guarantee you I get those two.
Right.
If you guys have a Books a Million nearby, they are a polybag megasphere. They have every polybag ever made, 80,000 of them. That like new, they take them off the shelf, but it's a great place to get them. We don't have to hunt for them. I have that chicken coop set right there. I have that. That's a great set.
Did you get these with this creator one with the chickens?
Nah, hot take. I don't like creator. Don't like 3-in-1s. They used to do some pretty cool house ones. Like I have some of the older house build ones, 3-in-1s where you can build like a frame, like a log cabin, house, like you do different ones like that. I think are pretty cool, but like I don't want to build. And also another hot take, nobody's building all three.
Mm-hmm.
You just build the one on the front of the box that you know is the biggest and the best.
Which was weird. I don't know if you know this or not, but the older Lego sets, like from the 80s, they would have inside multiple like instructions for multiple builds. So you could have this one.
Look at this. I got this on the cheap.
A 3-in-1, yeah.
I don't like a 3-in-1, but I'm a hot take here. This is a flamingo on the front. I think I'm going to build that bird.
Sand, it'll be good next to the gardens.
Look at that bird with that head.
Yeah.
That headpiece. That's axolotl right there, though.
Good pick.
Some people pro axolotl.
So the old sets inside, they would have instructions of how to build like extra different stuff in sets. And then they would give you other pieces to put in there. Like I have this old from 1981. It's a gas station. And it comes with like garage doors. You can add to build another building. On the gas station part, there's no garage doors, but you can build it a certain way. And there's instructions on how to do one with these sliding garage doors on it.
I think that's fun. The phone booth gave you two different options for phone.
Yeah.
And the pieces for it. And it says like, if you weren't going to do it, you had to skip to whatever page. Which is interesting. I like that, but the 3-in-1s, no, like options are good, but nobody's building all three. You're not taking that back apart.
Right.
It's chaos.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's all I had for this week. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on our socials, Twitter or X, and Instagram, @game_stitch @hoeffinshow. That was episode 701. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.